This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Hello everyone.
大家好.
Selamat datang.
Konnichiwa.
Hola.
안녕하세요.
Assalamualaikum.
And kia ora. Connecting Cultures Futures is a show by and for the beautiful and diverse multicultural people of Dunedin. Join me every Friday noon for Connecting Cultures Futures on Otago Access Radio 105.4 FM, podcast on oar.org.nz. 천진 나만 청순 가련 새침 반짝 이젠 지쳤나 귀찮아 매일 뭐해 어디야 밥은 잘 자 baby 자기 여보 보고 싶어 다 부질없어 You got me like 이건 아무 감정 없는 love story 어떤 설렘도 어떤 의미도 내게 미안하지만 I'm not sorry 나는 solo
Girl, now I'm used to being the girl. You're sitting on your feelings and sitting on my throne. I ain't got no time for the troubles in your eyes. This time I'm only looking at me, myself, and I.
I'm going solo.
I'ma do it on my own now. Now that you're alone, got you looking for a clone now.
Solo.
That's how I'm getting down. Destined for the center crown. Sing it loud like.
이건 아무 감정 없는 love story. 어떤 설렘도 어떤 의미도. 내게 미안하지만 I'm not sorry 내 것도 나
Bitch 나는 solo Bitch 나는 solo
I'm going solo
Halloween
홀로인 게 좋아 난 나다워야니까
자유로운 바람처럼 구름 위에 별들처럼
멀리 가고 싶어 밝게 빛나고 싶어
Now I'm going slow-mo
12 p.m. and you are listening to Connecting Cultures Features on RFM. Kia ora everyone, I'm Arina, the Community Connector here at Otago Access Radio, and we are here for another live Connecting Cultures Features show. As you heard, Connecting Cultures Features features interviews with the multicultural people of Dunedin. But before we start the show, I'm going to start with my favorite K-pop girl group, Blackpink, who just had their fifth anniversary this week and launched their movie during the weekend, which me and my best friend went to. So let's listen to two of their songs. So the first one is As If It's Your Last, and the second one is How You Like That. And both of these songs are my favorite ones to dance to.
Blackpink in your area.
보란 듯이 무너졌어 바닥을 뚫고 지하까지
엊그처럼 잡겠다고 저 높이 두 손을 뻗어봐도
다시 캄캄한 이 곳에 light up the sky 네 두 눈을 보며 kiss you bye 실컷 비웃어라 꼴 좋으니까 이젠 너의 하나 둘 셋
that, like that. 더 캄캄한 이곳에 shine like the stars. 그 미소를 띠며 I kiss you goodbye.
시컷 비웃어라 꼴조니까 이제 너희 하나 둘 셋.
How you like that?
We're back on Otago Access Radio 105.4 FM. You are listening to Connecting Cultures Features. So the Otago University Students Association and Otago International Students Association had their International Cultural Expo over the weekend. So the description was that you can experience countries and cultures without leaving Dunedin. And I think that's very creative of them, knowing that now you can't travel anymore. Well, hopefully you can in one day. So there were 9 cultural clubs showcasing their culture to the Dunedin community. And I was there at the event and got to speak to the event organizers and also people who were there as participants. And here is the compilation of the interviews I had on the day. All right, so we are here with the Omani Students Association Cultural Club booth for International Expo. And I'm here talking to
Zamzam Alajmi from Omani Student Association. Actually, I'm the president of them. Yeah.
Can you tell us more about your booth and your role here today?
Yeah, we decided to like be a part of this expo actually because we love like tell people about what our culture is, you know. So we're planning to do a lot of things that we do back home. I would say henna tattoos, writing names in Arabic, which is I know that people love it. There is also like what else I say? A map for Oman and what is the places that's famous about, because it has a lot of beautiful things in it. There is some henna tattoo as well, like it's different from places to places, so people can choose or like just let us choose for them. There is a mini Omani jalsa, which is a living room. We made it. It's kind of similar to what we have it back home, but yeah. So you can come here, try out our clothes, traditional clothes, have some pictures, there is some fruits and dates and coffee. You can try it on. And yeah.
I really like the living room setup. I think it looks very homey, and I think a lot of people were attracted to that.
I know. It was a spectacular idea, by the way. I say it as a joke for the community, and they literally take it. And I was like, yeah, why would I? Because we got the pillows, and we got like the underneath it, and let's go, let's set it up. I know the people are going to love it.
And I think people like things that are like special, and this is definitely one of them.
Oh, yeah. It's very special. Like, I feel like home when I see it. And I know the guys wearing up the traditional clothes and the like my friends as well, the students, they're so beautiful actually with them. I feel like homesick like by now.
Yeah, and let's talk about that. How are your community feeling that they're organizing this and sharing their culture with people?
They're very happy to do that. Actually, they were so excited just to share our culture. We would spend the nights planning for this, like preparing some goods, which is frankincense that we use in Oman. Probably we can't use it here because it let some smoke let out. But yeah, you can take it home and try it.
Oh, so it's like an incense stick.
Yeah. So you just put it in a coil or something, so the smell will be good. And so really famous in Oman. So we pack it up in like small bags and people can take it back home and try it.
Yeah. I think I would actually be interested in that. Like, I really like things that are like essential oils, you know, things that's like nice and smells good. And I'm also seeing a TV. What's that for?
The TV is just to show you guys some videos about Oman, because even though we try to do everything, people won't be imagining it. So we decided to bring a small TV just to show you how Oman's look. We'll play some music there, some videos that we made for it, like the people, like my community act on it. So it would be like a video, 3 minutes talking and for the aid. So yeah.
Oh, that's very special. So if anyone would like to be part of the Omani Students Association or learn more about it, where can they find your social media pages?
You can find it on Instagram. It's oyousa.nz. So we'll be there.
All right. Thank you, Zamzam.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. Thank you so much.
علو يودان يودان هي علو الخل ضربان هي علو مشوش وغرقان ذبذبات الحب قوية والله هي علو يودان يودان هي علو الخل ضربان هي علو مشوش وغرقان ذبذبات الحب قوية قوية
مناسيلك وداع قد شعر راسي انبسط انا ضلع كراسي هين ما يهناك اجلس في غلاك زايد بكفاك من صلاح للقلب نصفا ريس حافك لا تخف
So we are here with the Otago Filipino Students Association at the International Expo, and we are with
Haji. I'm Haji from the officer. I'm the vice president, and welcome.
Yeah. Thank you, Haji. Thank you for being here and expressing that you'll be interested to have this interview. Can you tell us about your booth?
So we currently have a karaoke setup, which we've kind of gone for like a home vibe. So that's why I explained, so we've got some plants everywhere because Filipino households, there's plenty of plants everywhere, and we've got seats everywhere, and yeah, just a little home vibe with the karaoke and with friends and stuff. Yeah,
it definitely felt like home. I did try the karaoke just now with my friend. Can you tell us about like the significance of like karaoke in Filipino culture?
So we love singing. I think as if you go to like other households, Filipino households, you'll probably like see a karaoke machine somewhere tucked away. And it's in Filipino parties, like birthdays and stuff like that, we'd always bring out the karaoke, the older people would start singing and stuff, especially when they have a little bit of alcohol. They'll be not always going to be in tune, but I think the best part about it is kind of getting everyone to just let all, you know, just sing it out. And who doesn't like singing, right?
Yeah, I think it's a release of like all these emotions, and you get to do that with family.
Yeah, so you kind of just let out, you know, if you're feeling happy, you can sing a happy song. If you're feeling rather down, you can sing a sad song, or, you know, you can have a duo with someone. So, yeah, it's just endless possibilities, I think, yeah.
And I'm also seeing, like, snacks on the table. Can you tell me a spoon about that?
Yeah, the snacks is there for incentive. So, kind of encourages people to come and, like, just have a go, and then you can pick any snacks you want and just kind of, you know, have an incentive there for everyone to just give it a go.
What are you looking forward to today to meet these people and like share your culture to other people?
As a goal for officer, I do believe that we try to get everyone involved, so it's not just Filipino exclusive. It's trying to push out our culture to everyone who's willing to learn and willing to kind of expose themselves to our culture. So I think we're doing a good job. We've gotten, you know, not just Filipinos come in and sing, you know, we've got all different kinds of people, where they come from, age, gender, whatever. And I think that's pretty the best part, just because they're interested in, you know, just sharing that with us, and having that was pretty special.
Yeah, it must be. Can you tell us how someone might want to look at OFSA, maybe on social media?
Yep, so we've got Facebook and Instagram. So you just look up OFSA, and if you give us a follow, we've got updates on events coming up. Just a little shameless plug here. We've got the bowl coming up September 11th. So we're having that in Deja Vu, which is a new place for us. For the past 2 years, we've been doing it at the same place. So we thought we'd kind of venture out and kind of get out of our comfort zone and kind of explore where we could have it. So, yeah. Looking forward to seeing you guys there.
All right. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you, guys.
Kung marami namang mag-aalay sa'yo, upo na lang at aaway, maghihintay ng pagkakataon. Hahayaan na lang silang magkandara pa naman ligaw sa'yo. Idadaan na lang kita sa awitin kong ito, sabay ang tugtog ng gitara. Idadaan na lang sa gitara. Mapapagod lang sa kakatingin kung marami namang nakaharang. Aawit na lang at magpaparinig ng lahat ng ating nadarama. Pagbibigyan na lang silang magkandara pa naman ligaw sa'yo. Idadaan na lang kita sa awitin kong ito, sabay ang tugtog ng gitara. Idadaan na lang sa gitara. Magkandara pa na maligaw sa'yo. Idadaan na lang kita sa awitin kong ito, sabay ang tugtog ng gitara. Oh, oh, oh. Idadaan
So we are here with the event organizer and also my good friend Geraldi Ryan. Geraldi, can you introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Geraldi and I'm the OUSA International Student Rep for this year, and I'm also the OUSA co-president for this year.
And you are organizing this event. Can you tell us more about the International Expo?
Yeah, sure. So the International Cultural Expo is an event that showcases the different cultures here in Dunedin and the university. So it expands outside of Maori and Pacifica culture, and it just touches on cultures that are usually talked about in media and just like anywhere on like normal conversations, I would say. So there's like different culture clubs showcasing different activities, such as like we have karaoke, we have dakti, we have learning the languages of, you know, each culture. And there's like performances as well. And yeah, there's so many activities to do when it comes to like just learning about cultures, listening to different people's stories and their experiences. And yeah, that's just it about International Cultural Expo, really. It's just to learn more about different cultures and really to just showcase the different cultures here.
I like the tagline, something about like exploring the world without leaving Dunedin. Why is that important nowadays?
Yep, so that's really important, and I feel like the tagline, like, just, it's self-explanatory. It talks about how it's very easy to just learn a culture by just listening to their stories, especially with the border closures as well, that not many international students can go back home, with the exception of Cook Island and Australia. yeah, so like, you know, if we can't go back home, might as well make a space, a safe space to learn about different cultures and just a safe space for international students to feel at home. Yeah, so that's just it, actually. It's just traveling around without leaving home.
And you have the passport system as well. Can you tell us more about that?
Yep, so the passport system acts like a checklist. It's just, you know, if you visit each different booths, then there's you get a passport for it. It's just kind of like, oh, you've been here before. That's kind of like how the passport system works. It's just kind of like a checklist, you know, to make sure that you visited all the booths. Yeah, and it's just like that.
Can you tell us the cultural clubs that's participating today?
Yep, so we have 8 or 9 different cultural clubs. Let me just list them, actually. We have the Otago University Omani Students Association. We have the Otago Japanese Students Association. We have the Otago Malaysian Students Association. We have the Muslim University Students Association. We have the Otago Filipino Students Association. We have the Otago Vietnamese Students Association. We also have the Otago Korean Students Association. We have the Otago International Students Association. And last but not least, we have the Indonesian Community Association. That's a lot of cultural clubs, I just realized. But those are the cultural clubs that are participating in the International Cultural Expo. Yeah.
I was waiting for you to mention the Indonesian club, but you saved that for last. And it's funny because you are Indonesian. Can you tell us more about that culture?
Yep, so I am Indonesian. And essentially what I'll just base it on from what they are showcasing on their booth, which is learning languages, learning the Bahasa Indonesia. So they have like animal flashcards, they have fun facts written there, they have angklung, they have congklak, and yeah, like essentially that's just a very fraction bit of like what Indonesian culture is about. But otherwise there's so many things like the food, the like history behind Indonesia, and so much more diversity around Indonesia. Even within Indonesia there's like different tribes as well, and yeah that's essentially like very general like Indonesian culture.
I'm really excited to walk around and explore all these different cultures. And can you tell us, like, if people were interested to find out more about OISA, can you tell us how we can find that?
Yep, so if you want to find out more about OISA, that would be through Facebook, which is Otago International Students Association, or you can flick an Instagram, you know, just an Instagram preview on OISA at OISA.NZ. Or otherwise, if you're wanting more information about OISA and all these other cultural clubs in general, you can always flick me through my international@ousa.org.nz. And yeah, like waiting to hear more from you, actually.
Thank you, Geraldi. This is really a fun chat.
Yeah, thank you so much for having giving me this opportunity.
Kejutan, suasana diri. Pertama ku jabat jemari tanganmu, biasa saja. Masa pertalian terjalin sudah, ada yang menarik bayang-bayangmu. Tak mau pergi, dirimu nuansa-nuansa ilham. Hamparan laut tiada bertepi. Kini terasa sungguh, semakin engkau jauh, semakin terasa dekat. Akan ku kembangkan kasih yang kau tanam di dalam hatiku.
You know, the farther that you go, the closer that it feels. The feeling that you show, please tell me that it's real. Seconds gone by, minute after minute. I was so shy, my words had been deleted. Blah, 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 blah. Like a shooting star, I make a wish like la la la. My mission is done, my treasure is found. My baby girl, you really make my world can go around.
Tetap nuansa, nuansa bening.
Break it down, V.
Tulusnya doa bercita.
Sing for them ladies, come on.
Kini terasa sungguh, semakin engkau jauh. Makin terasa dekat, akan ku kembangkan kasih yang kau tanam di dalam hatiku. Terasa sungguh, semakin engkau jauh, terasa dekat.
Alright, so we are here at the International Cultural Expo, and there is a special booth near the Muslim University Students Association called Pillar Hijabs, and we are here with the CEO and businesswoman, Sophia Haiza. Hi!
Hi! Hi, happy to be here.
Would you mind introducing yourself?
Yeah, hi, my name's Sophia. I am the CEO of Pillar, which is a hijab brand based in Dunedin. And yeah, is that it?
Yeah. Thank you for that introduction. And I see that you have a booth. Can you tell us what's happening there?
Yeah, well, I thought that it would be a good way to advertise my business since all the cultures are here. So yeah, I have a little photo booth with some hijabs where people can just try it on, take photos. So yeah, that's... Oh, and I'm giving out $5 vouchers. Yeah.
Can you tell us why you started Pillar Hijabs?
Oh yeah, I started Pillar Hijabs because growing up in New Zealand, I didn't really have access to hijabs. And so I wanted to do that and like make it stylish and modern to how it is nowadays. Yeah.
And we didn't clear this up, but you are a high school student and this is a young entrepreneur business, right? Can you tell us more about that program?
Yeah, well, yeah, the Lion Foundation Young Enterprise is a program that kind of, it's for young entrepreneurs to build their business and they help fund us and stuff like that. It's a good program, so yeah, that's why Pillar started because of them, basically, yeah.
And what are you looking forward to today?
Well, I'm just looking forward to, well, since it's a cultural event, I'm looking forward to getting to know all the other cultures as well as advertising Pillar to those who are interested. And yeah, just giving out my vouchers to people. Yeah.
So if people want to know more about Pillar, where can they find the information?
Well, I would suggest the website, which is www.pillar.co.nz, or at our Instagram, pillar_hijabs. Yeah, it's like the best place to get information.
I forgot to ask this, but why is it called Pillar?
Oh, yeah. Well, Pila is called Pila because I had a pet monarch butterfly. I mean, well, caterpillar that turned into a butterfly. And I got to watch it grow out of that, like, cocoon thing. And it was just really fascinating. And I thought that kind of represented the way I want other hijabis to grow, you know, out of their shells and just, yeah, become confident. Like the little butterfly. Which is called Pillar. I named him Pillar, yeah.
That is very creative, and I'm really happy that you are here today to express your culture and sharing that with other people.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was really... It's a really nice event, and I really enjoyed it. So, yeah. All
right. Thank you, Sophia.
Yeah, thank you for interviewing me.
Keyakinan bisa masalah pun tak sama ku tak ingin dia ragu mengapa mereka selalu bertanya cintaku bukan di atas kertas cintaku getaran yang sama tak perlu dipaksa tak perlu dicari karena ku yakin ada jawabnya oh, andai ku bisa merubah semua hingga tiada orang terluka tapi tak mungkin ku tak berdaya hanya yakin menunggu jawabnya janji terikat Dia akan berlalu Ku tak mahu mereka tertawa Diriku hanya insan biasa Miliki naluri yang sama Tak ingin berpaling Tak ingin berganti Jiwaku sering saja berkata Andai ku mampu
All right, so we are here with the Malaysian Students Association Club booth at the International Expo, and I'm here with...
Hairi Hafizi. I'm from OMSA. Hello.
Would you mind introducing yourself and what your role is with OMSA?
Okay, I'm the activities officer for OMSA, and today we are having a Magunatip dance for our ICE Expo.
Oh, can you tell us more about that dance?
Oh, a Magunatip dance is a dance. It's usually practiced by all over Southeast Asia, but I'm taking the one from my own culture, which is from the Kadazan Dusun tribe in Sabah, Malaysia. So our dance is, it's basically like a jump rope, a skip rope, but we're not using a rope. We're using a bamboo. But right now we're using a rattan because we couldn't find a big bamboo. So yeah, come here and to experience it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting that you're not using bamboo and you're using rattan because that's the only thing that you can find here.
Yep. It's not that ideal, but yeah, we make do what we can.
Yeah. And what else is being offered in the OMSA booth?
Oh, we got some batu seremban, which is also a Malaysian favorite, and also the congkak, which is also practiced in other countries like Brunei and Singapore.
Can you briefly like explain to the listeners who might not know much about batu seremban and congkak?
Oh, okay. Batu seremban is like, it's basically like juggling but with smaller stones, and congkak is, it's like a math game where you have to put different stones into different holes. Yeah, so if you think that you're good at math, then please come here and experience it for yourself.
I think congkak is like a strategy game.
Yes, yep, definitely. If you like strategy games, please come to our booth.
Yeah. And what else do you have here? I feel like I can see like batik and stuff going on as well.
Yep, we also have some batik for the girls and also kain plikat for the men. So if you want to take a picture with us, then yeah, we're free to provide you with the batik and the kain plikat.
All right, thank you, Hairi. Thank you so much for being here today and sharing with us what's happening at the International Expo.
Oh, yeah. There's different clubs here, like the Taiwanese. They even have a karaoke booth at the Philippines. So if you want to have fun, then please come. Please sure to come to the ICE today at the link.
All right, thank you.
Jauh.
right. So we are here with Jenny from the Otago Vietnamese Students Association. Hi, Jenny. Can you introduce yourself?
Hi, guys. My name is Jenny. I'm the president of the Otago Vietnamese Student Association this year. I'm a Kiwi-born Vietnamese, and I just love my culture, and I love sharing my culture. Yeah.
So can you tell us what the Otago Vietnamese Students Association is doing at the International Cultural Expo?
Today we've got a simple memory card game where you can learn how to speak Vietnamese in the different dialects in Vietnamese. It's preschool level Vietnamese, but I think that's the best way to introduce people. We do also have traditional coffee filters available for sale because you can't find that anywhere in Dunedin. We got that from Auckland, and I thought that a lot of people would be interested in learning or like having that filter because a lot of people are asking about it. Coffee's really important and big in Vietnam. What else do we have? We have a traditional game called Ban Doa, which is a game that they play in primary school and stuff. And so it's basically, so we have one physical game, which is Ban Doa, and you throw the ball up and you pick up chopsticks. And then the mental game is obviously the memory game. Yeah. What else do we have today? We have a Instagram board where you can take a photo with your face in the cutout. And then it's got some of the most iconic places around Vietnam. Since we can't travel at this time, this is like our COVID style of tourism. So yeah, tourism is really big in Vietnam, and I think it's good way to introduce Westerners to our culture and our country.
Why do you think today is special and important?
If you see photos of a little boy running around in a traditional Vietnamese outfit, that's basically what our club embodies. We love to promote culture and stuff, and because our community in Dunedin is quite small, it's equally as important to keep the culture and to make sure that the next generation is proud of where they come from and is able to have obviously older mentors that are able to guide them in growing up in New Zealand and like being multicultural and bilingual. The boy that's running around, he's 4 years old and he's half Kiwi, half Vietnamese, but he speaks both languages. He's a bit shy right now, but like I just love seeing him and seeing like what our club represents. And yeah, obviously we're a university club, so we are mainly supporting university students, but because our community is so small, it's just open to everyone and anyone that's interested.
And that's so special, right? And for people interested to know more about OVSA, can you tell us more?
We have our Facebook and social media up at Otago Vietnamese Students Association or at OVSA 2021. Feel free to follow us even if you aren't a member. Just updates on any fundraisers or anything that we have planned coming up is all going to be posted on there, so that's the best way to contact us. Yeah.
Alright, thank you, Jenny.
You're welcome. It was nice seeing you today. I hope everyone has a really good day. It's really important that we keep this tradition of cultural carnival and stuff going on every year, because even though we have like 7 clubs today, hopefully next year we'll have maybe 9 clubs, and then that's just the only way we can grow. But yeah.
I think the number of people doesn't matter, but like the impact that it brings to the people who actually come to the event.
Yeah, the impact is really important. And I love people just like passing through and just asking questions, even though they might not like have the passport to go around. It's just sharing the knowledge and sharing the culture is the main thing about today.
All right. Thank you, Jenny.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Vòng quanh thế gian
lời của mẹ. Thấm thoát lại thấy tôi chẳng thiếu điều chi, lắm lúc lại thấy tôi chẳng có gì. Phải chăng lớn khôn hơn hay càng ngu ngốc hơn, tôi muốn nghe thêm lời của mẹ.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.